beauty, memories, and challenges. That's the title of our newsletter this week. This is the podcast version of my newsletter, Beauty and the Beast, Beauty, Memories, and Challenges. Well, once again, I must say a hearty thank you to all of you who have been praying for my family. As you might know, my father fractured his femur. He came home from hospital on Wednesday evening, and then my mother went into A&E on Thursday morning. We joked that they were swapping places. As of the time of recording, my mother is still in hospital. It doesn't look as if it's a life-threatening condition, but we're not sure. So please do be praying for her. Her name is Joy. If you could pray for my mum, Joy. And my father, Philip. I'm very grateful for your prayers, your messages of encouragement. Honestly, I felt them. I have felt them deep in my spirit. I've had an unusual level of energy in the last 9-10 days while I've been down there. And it's something that's been palpable. It's visceral. It's something that I've sensed deep in my spirit. I know you are praying for me. So thank you. Thank you so much. This whole week has been a mixture of beauty and memories, special memories, and challenges. Helping my parents with their health issues has been a challenge, frankly, although, of course, it is also a privilege. Getting up at 3 a.m, as I did on Thursday morning as part of my mother's medical emergency, was not much fun. But then, later, I mean, I didn't go back to bed after that. I couldn't get back to sleep, but as I did some reading and work and recordings and things in the small hours there, then as the sun started to come up, 5:30, 6 a.m, and there's a nice picture above of the green that is where my parents live. You'll see the picture on the newsletter. As the sun came up and I heard the birds sing, and I stepped out the back door and smelt the freshness of the air in the Kent countryside, it just reminded me that not everything is wrong with this world. There's a lot of beauty in it. God has made so much beauty, and he is still sustaining so much beauty. And the beauty and the beast are together in this age, and they will remain so until our Lord returns. I've themed my sermon for the Watford Church this coming Sunday around the two rooms in my parents' house which have had the biggest effect on my life. I recorded a sermon video which will go out on Sunday as part of the service for the Watford Church, and the links are on the website, and I think I've put them in the newsletter. And I talk about memories of those two rooms, my bedroom and the desk at which I did a lot of studying, a lot of work, a lot of reading my Bible in those days, as well as writing letters. In fact, love letters to my girlfriend, now my wife, Penny. And then the piano room downstairs, where I spent a lot of time practicing musical instruments, singing French horn and piano, and the themes of perseverance and devotion. And it made me think about Acts chapter 2, verse 42, which is what the sermon is on as a scripture, and made me think a lot about what it really means to be devoted and the value of perseverance. And it's these experiences and memories of being then sitting at my old desk and sitting at the piano at which I learned, they've reminded me of the value of devotion and perseverance, and in fact of the grace of God. I was such a mess as a teenager and a young adult living down there in Kent. I mean, walking down some of the areas where I used to walk and remembering what I felt and what I was like, and just the sin, frankly, that was in me and I was living out. It reminded me of God's grace. It reminded me that God has been patiently guiding me. He was patiently guiding me on a very erratic path to finding him. There was a purpose. He had a plan. He was drawing me. And there's a lot more on that in the sermon. So if you want to know more about all that and my time at home in those years, then have a look at the sermon. Walking around the house, walking around the garden and the local footpaths brought back to me the generosity of God, in that he was working on me all those decades ago, much more than I realized at the time. And as I thought about that, then, of course, the penny dropped. Of course, he's still working on me in a way that remains hidden from me much of the time, and that I will, by faith, come to appreciate and be grateful for in years or even decades to come. And this has sustained me through a very challenging last 10 days or so, trying to balance lots of things in church work and in personal life and with my family, the idea that God has a purpose in this. So my part at this point in my life is to seek what God is doing and to cooperate with him the best I can. At the moment, he is allowing a great deal of challenge into my life. I am, honestly, significantly overwhelmed. I'm significantly overwhelmed with trying to do my best for Thames Valley, the church there, the Watford congregation, as well as my mother, my father, supporting my sister, who's also helping my parents and my niece and other people, as well as, well, I am married and supporting my wife in many ways, and friends, and some church issues, and my son and my daughter. I mean, that just feels like there are so many spinning plates and they all look to be wobbling. But is that a bad thing? Is it all bad? That situation, is it wrong in some way? The thing is that such overwhelmment reminds me that I am poor in spirit. And that's not a bad place to be. If I'm not reminded by these circumstances from time to time, that sense of being overwhelmed, that I am poor in spirit, what's going to happen? What's going to happen is I'm going to become in love with being comfortable, happy to be just mediocre, not striving to grow, not being directed back to the heart of God. When I'm reminded that I'm poor in spirit, then well, that's the spirit which draws me closer to my God, and I need that more than anything else. I need that more than these situations being sorted out. Yes, I wish my mother was not in hospital. Yes, I wish my father could walk properly after his surgery, and many other things I'd like to get sorted out. But that's not going to draw me closer to God, and that's not going to be truly, deeply meaningful in a sense of relationship with God. So one of my frequent petitions in my prayer walks, on my prayer walks in Kent this last few days, has been to accept what is happening with good grace. That is praying to be grateful for the challenges. Yes, grateful for the challenges. They are not coming my way because God is neglectful. They're not happening because he is malevolent. They are with me because God is shaping me into something better, or better, I should say, someone better. Someone with a better heart and a better connection with my Heavenly Father. I do believe that's what's going on. So may I ask you, what are your current challenges? Where is the area of greatest overwhelmment for you? Might that be exactly where God is most present? And if so, how could you become more aware of and grateful for his presence, even in the midst of all of that challenge right now? I believe God has a purpose in what you're going through at this very moment. Trust him, pray to him, ask him to strengthen you and show you what he's doing. Well, let me now tell you what has been going up on my website the last few days. I have managed to post a few things despite all the other stuff going on. Firstly, Quiet Time Coaching, episode 242, is part 6 in the series How to Pray the Lord's Prayer. And this is focused on the phrase, forgive us our sins as we forgive the sins of those who sin against us. As for Tuesday Teaching Tips, it's episode 215 this week, How to Help Your Audience Remember, part 1. So I'm doing a 3-part series, which I was hoping to do the next 2 weeks as well, but now I'm going to be on holiday. It's not going to work out, I don't think. But nonetheless, you've got part 1 there, and I will add the next 2 parts as soon as I can. Because part of teaching is not just, well, conveying information, but helping people to remember things that are going to be useful for them. So how do we teach and preach in such a way that we can help the people listening to us remember? Part 1, and I'd like to know your thoughts on that. As for the What We Are Reading episode, it's episode 41 this week, and I have an interview with my good friend Randall Porter, who's written a book called Evidence for Conviction, which is a really interesting blend of apologetics teaching and his own experiences as a Christian, but also in particular as a homicide detective and a policeman for many, many years. I think you'll find that interview really interesting, so please have a look at that. As for the Watford update, last Sunday Stefan spoke, and thank you for that, Stefan, and his sermon is online. This coming Sunday, I will be preaching on Acts 2:42, as I mentioned earlier, the themes of devotion and perseverance. And the following week, we have Ben Dannett as our visiting speaker, so that'll be fun. As for Thames Valley, the update there is that I've now put online the final class in the four-part series on the Lord's Prayer. And this week, it's the last couple of verses, forgive us, lead us, deliver us, Matthew 6, verses 12 and 13, and that link is on the website as well. And the next All Thames Valley service will be on the first Sunday in October. So that's what's on the website as of the time of this recording. Over the next few days, I am preaching, as I said, on Sunday for the Watford Church, although not in person because it'll be via video. I am publishing that fourth class, as I mentioned, for Thames Valley. The next Quiet Time Coaching podcast is scheduled to go up, and that's on Lead Us Not Into Temptation. And as I mentioned earlier, Penny and I are going on holiday, 2 weeks holiday. We haven't done this for a long time. So we're going to spend about a week in Bristol with my daughter and son-in-law, or not the whole time with them, but at least a couple of days with them and in the area, perhaps also visiting our son-in-law's parents if we can. So a week in the sort of Bristol-ish area. And then the second week, we're going to go to North Wales, the northwest coast of Wales, near to the area where Penny and I had our honeymoon 35 years ago. We wanted to go back to the same area. Unfortunately, the cottage we stayed in has been sold and is now not rented out. But we might see if we can go and have a look at it from the outside. But we're staying in the area. So that's what's coming up. One other thing. Thank you to the person who agreed to let me coach them this week in my solution-focused coaching. It was a wonderful conversation. I really enjoyed it. I think they did too. If any of you would like some coaching, do drop me a line and we can arrange it. During the time that Penny and I are away, I will do my best to stay in touch, answer emails that are not too work-related, perhaps, trying to stay away from that. But I do want to stay in touch. So if there's anything you want to message me about, please do. And I'll do my best to post a few bits and pieces on the website as we go. I'm not taking my laptop with me because that's just death to the holiday. But I will take my iPad and I'll post a few bits and pieces via the phone, that kind of thing, depending on time available and Wi-Fi availability. There might be a newsletter next week. We'll have to see. Maybe it'll have a few things on it. Maybe not. I don't know. But while I'm going to let the Spirit lead and hopefully come back refreshed. So do please, I'd like to ask you, pray for Penny and I that we come back refreshed. It's been a bit of a challenging year. I'm sure it has for you as well. And Penny's work on the front line as a GP, as well as my own work, there's a fair bit of load there. And I do feel the need for some refreshment. And I know the refreshment doesn't come from going away as such. It comes from God. But perhaps as we go away, we will see and hear from God in a different way, in a way that really nourishes us and speaks to our spirits. That's what we're hoping for. So please pray for us for that. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being with me. Beauty and the Beast. Beauty, memories, and challenges. We have a lot of beastly stuff going on in our world, and perhaps in your own life. Nonetheless, there is beauty, and we've made good memories with God. And through these challenging times, we'll be making more good memories with God. And we'll look back, and we will be grateful, even for the beastly stuff that comes our way. Until the next time, take care, and God bless.